Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is 2016, and we are flat out excited that we're kicking this year off. 2016, whatever possibilities that you felt you did not accomplish in 2015, no worries, because we are in a brand new year, and this year, all those possibilities will come to pass. It's going to happen for you. We're kicking this morning off. We're kicking it off live. I don't know if y'all done y'all jumping jacks this morning to get hyped, to get energized, that morning exercise, get the blood pumping. We're kicking off this year of balance, and that's in every aspect of our life. That's in health. That's in our business. That's in our personal life. We're kicking off this morning. We're kicking it off strong. We're kicking it off vibrant, and I'm glad each of you have joined us this morning. Stay locked in for the morning for the leader in you. Kicking it off one moment. Good morning to the leader in you. We are flat out excited. Yes, we had to have our pump up music this morning. If you haven't gotten up and got your day started yet, we want this morning to get you pumped and get you started. We are so excited to be in 2016. We're excited about what each of us are going to do in 2016 and how we're going to move out, how we're going to move forward, and how we are going to execute. For those that follow this show, this is Catherine Trotter, your host. We also have our co-host, Ms. Joy. We'll give her a moment in a second to greet everyone in this new year of 2016. And then we have a phenomenal special guest, Ms. Asha Terry, that's joining us this morning. Phenomenal woman. I'm going to go into her bio just before I properly bring her on board. But ladies and gentlemen, we are back at it again in this brand new year, 2016. Leader in you, the leader that possesses in you, the leader that resides in you. We're saying good morning to that leader that's in you. Those of you that follow the show know that I love to kick off the show with a morning quote. And I found a couple that I wanted to share this morning. It says, start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible. A lot of times we feel that we can't make it to the next step because we don't have all the resources right at our very fingertips. But start with where you are. Start with what you have. We are at the beginning of 2016, and I say to you, move out on your vision, move out on your dream. The best and most powerful things in the world cannot be seen or touched, but they are felt with the heart. And that quote is by Miss Helen Keller. Now, many of you know the story of Miss Keller. She was a blind woman, but a very wise woman. Even though she had a disability, she still persevered past her circumstance. Tomorrow is doing your best today. In other words, give it your all. Today we're going to be talking about balancing. As us as entrepreneurs, sometimes we wear many hats. How do we balance all of that? How do we pull it all together, balancing the personal and balancing the business and professional side? And when we look at the word balance, it means an even distribution of weight, enabling someone or something to remain upright and steady. Some of you may have felt in 2015 that you were not balanced, and this year you want to kick it off right. You want to start this year saying, you know what? I want to be balanced. I want to make sure I have an even balance between my personal and my professional. On that, I just want to take a pause, and I just want to say good morning, Joy. Any greetings that you want to share with our listening audience? She is our co-host for Leader in You. Good morning. How are you, Joy?
I'm wonderful this year. It is going to be a very spectacular year. You know, we're rising and shining this morning, and I'm just giving thanks for all the light and for life and for the strength that's going to come this year for us to grow our businesses. And I just know that it's going to be constantly growing and changing, because like stagnant water, we don't want that. We don't want our businesses to stay stagnant. We want it to grow and flourish and change. So I'm just wishing everyone an excellent 2016.
Absolutely. Joy, I'm feeling your energy. I love it. That's how we got to get this year started off. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am about to share with you a little bit about our guest on this morning, a phenomenal woman. I was connected with her by a mutual contact out of the New York market. Miss Asha Terry is a certified life coach and licensed psychotherapist. As a treating provider, Asha has the expertise and skill to transform lives. The work she provides as a life coach for individuals, couples, groups, and small business entrepreneurs is based on the philosophy that we all need each other to grow and develop as human beings. Asha's unique approach to life coaching is based on an innate concern she has for others. She is curious, transparent, and supportive of her clients in fulfilling their goals. But more importantly, over the 15 years of experience in the industry of social services, she has the expertise, she has the knowledge, she has the personal experience. And this is why we wanted to kick off this morning. This is why we wanted to kick off 2016 with none other than Miss Asha Terry. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you in the New York market?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. We are kicking off this year, 2016. We are forward thinking and just, you know, being positive about it and moving forward. But with that, we know a lot of times when it comes to entrepreneurs and business professionals, sometimes the balancing act can be a little foggy. And so that's why we wanted to kind of kick off this year with that topic. Before we even go into that, can you share with the listening audience how they even can connect with you, whether it be your social media handles or your website information?
Yes, thank you so much. Well, Happy New Year, first and foremost. I'm so grateful to be here with you. People can reach out to me on social media through mostly my Twitter and Facebook accounts. So on Twitter, they can find me at Asha Tarry, which is A-S-H-A-T-A-R-R-Y. And I'm also under the same name, Asha Tarry, on Facebook. I get a lot of referrals through social media, so it's great that people can contact me that way. But most importantly, if they feel that they need to reach out to me, and it is confidential when you do contact me, you can go to my website, which is www.bhconsultingservices.net. That's bhconsultingservices.net. And they can also call by phone. They could do a 1-800-334-1599 number, and I can give that again at the end of the show just so people can know how they can reach me in multiple ways.
Definitely. And what inspired you, before we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of the topic today, what inspired you to start your company?
A couple of things. I had been working for the mental health industry for a long time at the time that I started my company. So probably at the point that I founded Behavioral Health Consulting Services, I may have been in the business about 14 years, and I was fortunate enough to be able to service a lot of different types of communities. So I'd worked in first-generation immigrant family communities. I had also done some case management work. I had done a lot of community-based work, advocacy, home care, outpatient psychotherapy with children and families. And, you know, when you're in this industry, it's a tough business. You do a lot of hard work. You work long hours. And in the end, it doesn't oftentimes pay off with the way in which you get to work with families. So you have people that come into an outpatient clinic, for example, and they have to either be mandated or they come in and, you know, come in voluntarily. And you just see so many different issues. And because of the insurances, there's sometimes limitations on how long you can work with a family or an individual, what you can say, what you can report on. The paperwork is enormous. And I just felt that sometimes it was easier to be able to do work outside of the box, so to speak, to be able to work with people in a more holistic way by starting my own practice, being more creative, working outside of some of the structural limitations that you have when you work for other people, nonprofits, clinics, hospitals. But also I wanted to be a trailblazer for other young women, people in the mental health industry, folks of color, that just get back to the root of what we're doing, get back to the root of helping people in a very dynamic way, and be able to set the standard for how other practitioners can come up the ranks as well and do it in a way that's creative and you feel good about what you do and you can really help people to grow and you see the results.
That's absolutely powerful, you know, and just the longevity of you being in the industry. You're very knowledgeable in the number of clients you've been able to service on a variety of different levels. And I'm sure the conversation at some point came up, even pertaining to, you know, the topic today, the balancing act of an entrepreneur, how to balance business and personal life. What would you say to the listening audience today in terms of three tips, more or a minimum of three, you know, what can we do as an entrepreneur to see balance in our life in the 2016 year?
That's a great question. One, spend time getting to know you. And that's really a full breadth of things. Really just find the things that you're interested in, doing the things that you enjoy, and spending time with people that help you to enjoy that. Just doing those things that really give you pleasure. We work so hard, spend so many hours at the job, and oftentimes we don't take out that time to really, you know, enjoy life, enjoy living. So just spending time getting to know you and what you enjoy and how to enjoy that really is important in terms of your own mental, physical well-being and just be able to get through the next day. So I would say first and foremost, do that. Second, balancing of work, life, career, and relationships is a tough act. And we, you know, women in particular do it so well. We're so used to wearing so many hats. And as entrepreneurs, you wear so many different hats, especially when you're a startup. So being able to say no is really important, and that's something that I've had to learn to do when it comes to personal and professional life, being able to say, no, I can't do that today, or leading people to the answer themselves as opposed to trying to do everything for everyone. And that's something that is a continuous process that you work on day in and day out with your personal and professional life, being able to cut off the clock and saying, all right, I'm getting out of here, I have to stop, or turning off the phone, or getting off social media even, just to be able to tune out from the rest of the world is really important. And three, making sure that you take care of your own health first. You know, working for yourself is great. It offers a lot of freedom. But as you know, from being an entrepreneur, it's a lot of work. You spend many, many hours doing a lot of things and juggling different things, different roles and responsibilities. And sometimes it's easy to fall into the trap of not taking care of your own health. So being able to understand that you have to eat properly, that you have to get more rest. And I'm speaking to myself as well when I say that, because I don't get as much rest as I should. But just being able to go to bed at a good hour and get some rest and not feeling as if you need to be on the go is very, very important. Taking care of your own physical health, exercising, getting fresh air, getting out the office and just going for a walk and being out in nature really, really helps. So those three things, I think, are just consistent throughout the year, and it's really important just for ongoing success.
Absolutely, and I think they're really a foundation because sometimes when we keep things simple, we're able to have it in a consistent basis in our daily life on an ongoing basis for long-term purposes. And I think what you just shared, you know, I need to implement that, and I'm sure individuals on the listening end of this show would say as they review 2015, were they able to hit those 3 points that you just mentioned? And in order for us to blaze the trail as we all desire, we have to have a proper balance in our life, focusing on the eating habits, focusing on the proper rest, focusing on what is it that we do enjoy in life. The things that you just mentioned I think is so profound. Can you share with the listening audience some mindset barriers perhaps that you may have had to overcome and even to get to that place in your life where you are in terms of learning about the balancing act of a personal and business life as an entrepreneur as you, you know, went down that path yourself?
Absolutely. Mindset barriers is something I think we all struggle with in our professional lives, but as an entrepreneur, the most challenging mindset barrier I had to really overcome was being okay with solitude. And I mean that in terms of when you're working for yourself and you're building a brand and you're building ultimately a legacy is what I'm building, and you have few people around you in your circle of influence maybe, or your friendship circle, your family circle, that aren't business owners, don't have their own companies, they don't really understand the amount of effort, time, determination you put into being successful. And when you have events that come up in your friendship circle or in your family, and you can't go to everyone, or people ask you out and you can't say yes to every invitation, it's hard for not only you, but it's harder for people who are around you that may not be used to that to say, wow, what's really going on? How come you can't come? Or what's the deal? Or why didn't you show up? Or you get questioned a lot about your unavailability, and you have to repeat that. And a lot of times it's very challenging to be with people and around people that you love and care for and who love and want to see you, but you have to say no to, and you have to sacrifice. And I talk to a lot of young professionals about sacrifice, and they have different perspectives of what that looks like, but it's not this begrudging thing that we don't want to do in order to be successful, but it really is about giving up something for something else. And, you know, sometimes that feels like one thing, but it can really be something greater. And so being able to be alone a lot and doing what you're doing to, you know, really grind yourself out and work hard and study, become an expert in your field, it's really about being okay with having to spend a lot of time by yourself to do that and being able to turn down opportunities that maybe you were afforded to go to or be a part of in the past, but you just can't now. And that was probably one of the hardest things for me, to have to go through that again and again with a lot of people that I love, putting people in my life on schedules. I would have folks that would call me at all times of the day and night and just think I was available to talk or to give advice or whatever, and I had to shut that down. And it wasn't about being selfish in a way in which people take it badly, but it was about being selfish in a way that had to preserve my own well-being in order to do what I had to do and continue to do to be successful. So that's probably been the biggest mindset barrier that I've had to overcome. And it's something that's still a work in progress, and I do it all the time. People still reach out to me at all times of day and night and ask me for things and ask me for referrals or ask me for, you know, help. And I love to help, but it does have to, you know, end at some point. It can't go on every day, all day long.
Absolutely. So setting barriers for yourself, setting standards, mm-hmm. you know, hey, this is what's acceptable. This is not at this point in time. And recognizing what's value to you. What is value of your time? What is value of your service? Value of the company that you're building? And putting those parameters around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having boundaries. You know, we live in a world that is so invasive of our privacy. And mm-hmm. when you work in an industry that I work in where all day long I take in information, and it's not easy. I hear all types of things, and I see stuff, and I'm a witness to people's trauma. And that takes a toll on your mind. You know, after a while, you're doing that day in and day out, and then you're living in the world in which we are living in currently. And, you know, when people think that because of what you do is what you are, that you don't have a cutoff to your day, it can be quite mm-hmm. overwhelming. So what I tell people is that what I do is not who I am. You know, what I do is what I love. It's my passion. It's what I was gifted to do. But it's not all-encompassing of who I am as an individual, as a person, as a human being, as so many other things that I am. So, yeah, you really have to, you know, work at setting boundaries with people constantly and say, you know, I'm not on the clock. I'm off right now. I have my own life and agenda and appointments I have to keep as well. So it's a constant balancing act.
That's absolutely powerful. For all of you that have recently joined the show, whether by phone or online, we thank you for joining us on our first show for 2016 to Leader in You. You were just hearing the voice of Ms. Asha Terry. We're not done yet. We have a little bit more discussion to go, but today's topic is the balancing act of an entrepreneur, how to balance business and personal life in 2016. And we were just talking about boundaries. That's really the golden nugget, you know, that I took away from that most recent conversation is setting boundaries. How can you create balance in your life this year? Set the boundaries. You heard her say her personal life situation she went through and setting those boundaries. It wasn't everyone in the family didn't understand it. Likewise on my end is I am still developing my business and growing. I think we all probably have crossed that barrier. But the important thing is we got to plant our feet and say, you know what, when we're going to set the boundary, we have to stick to it. Because a lot of times we in our own self, we can revert back and say, ah, you know, they're family, they're friends or what have you. I don't want anyone to, you know, be upset or what have you. But it's not about that. We have to build a business. And we have to build a strong foundation. That brings us into the next topic in terms of, we just talked a little bit about mindset barriers, but in terms of getting past the mindset barriers, what are some steps that we can implement in moving forward as an entrepreneur? What are some tips that you may have used for your life as you were building your business?
One of the things I use in my life and I still use is I reach out to gather more information. Doing my own research, making sure I stay abreast of my industry. I try as much as possible to stay ahead of what's current, what's going to grow my brand. And that's what I would encourage any entrepreneur to do. Whatever your expertise is, whatever industry you're in, be on top of what's the game-changing things that are going on that you should be ahead of so that you're bringing out the best work. Constantly learn, constantly grow, educate yourself. In my industry, for example, to maintain my license, I have to continue my education. I have to go for ongoing certifications, take classes and coursework every year in order to maintain my licensure. So one of the things that I do is I look into, you know, webinars and conferences, and that also puts you into a group of people that you're going to always be able to network with and expand and have an incoming base of referrals. So always educate yourself, know your brand, know your industry, stay on top of your industry, and make sure that you surround yourself with people that have been doing the work long as you have or longer than you have so that you can pull from them as resources and you get mentorship from. Never think that you know it all. Be open to learning and be able to be willing to stretch yourself no matter what. I've been doing this work almost 16 years now, and I'm still stretching. I'm still growing. I'm still learning. The world is constantly changing, so I have to stay abreast of the different cultural changes and shifts that are going on in society, the needs of my clients, the resources that are out there. So just continue to grow and network, brand yourself, be mindful of what you put out on social media. I can't stress that enough. Sometimes we forget that social media has a reverberating voice. So what you say and what you write on social media goes on and on and on, and it stretches around the globe. So I'm very careful to put out inspirational and motivational messaging and to be mindful of what I'm doing and where I'm doing it, as well as making sure that people don't capture certain things and post those things that I don't want out there in the public, because I do have a responsibility to the public to not show certain things or not say certain things or not to be insulting or disrespectful to people. So that's very important, to be respectful of what you do and who you are to the public.
Absolutely, and I think you just said you shared a lot of great golden nuggets. And Joy, I'm going to bring your own voice. Just stand by in 1 second. Again, for those of you that are just joining us, you were just hearing golden nuggets from Ms. Asha Terry, phenomenal woman. She is the CEO of Behavioral Health Consulting Services. Her website is www.bhconsultingservices.net. Connect to the website. You're going to find so many great articles. I had an opportunity to look at several links. She has many published articles, one of which is Mental Health Mythbusters, The Internet Can Make You Crazy. Prayer heals all things, including mental health. There are so many articles and publications. All you have to do is go to her website and connect with her, phenomenal woman out of the New York area, but growing and building outside of that market as well. Joy, I want to bring you on board. For those of you that may not know Ms. Joy, she is our co-host for Leader In You, and today we have been discussing the balancing act of the entrepreneur. Ms. Joy, is there anything that you would like to add or you know, have a conversation with Ms. Terry about?
Yes. Good morning, Ms. Terry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You know, I was thinking in your business, have you been able to find some incredible mentors to help you as you endeavor to build your business, and what would you tell people about, you know, finding a mentor?
Yes, I actually have a good pool of resources that I've had throughout my career. I'm fortunate enough early in my career to have a great group of women who were in the field longer and were doing the work for a while, and they just really strengthened me and supported me and nurtured my work and cultivated me. And then as I moved through my career, I, you know, had great supervisors that I kept in touch with, who I still am in touch with, and they provide awesome support. They refer me to organizations. They refer clients to me. So, yeah, I have that village just of different people, from clinical people to people in education and folks in the community and advocates and leaders that I really admire, respect, call on, and support me, and they nurture what I do. But, yeah, it's, I would say in terms of finding a mentor, I tell people to really look at what you're going for. If you're looking for someone who can bring you some guidance and help to cultivate your career and they're seasoned in their industry, then seek that person out, but be very clear about what you're looking for. If you're looking for someone that's going to help you network with the right pool of people, or someone who's going to direct you in terms of maybe where you need to go in your career in terms of professional growth, education, et cetera, then yes, seek that person out. You can find them in your graduate school or your undergraduate school program. You can find them oftentimes at your job. But also look at sponsors. That's something we don't often talk about. And there are sponsors in different organizations and agencies that have a lot of clout and power and influence that really you can ask to link yourself with, and then they can really position you in a way that will grow your career exponentially. So look at those two different types of people that can really help you grow. And, yeah, I'm always looking for that support system. I have colleagues in the field that I look to and call upon, and I have people that are not in the field that I look to and call upon just for strength and encouragement, as well as people who have been doing the work for a long time.
That's powerful. Absolutely. Well, ladies, we have about 2 minutes left of the show. In the last 2 minutes, Ms. Asha, I'm going to give that to you, and then I'm going to share a quote. And we are so excited on how we've been able to kick off this year, 2016. We just want to recap some golden nuggets that you shared earlier in terms of some of your tips regarding balance, some of your tips in terms of breaking past those barriers and moving forward. Any last words that you would like to share?
Yes. I would just tell people, make this year whatever you want it to be. Be very intentional, be very focused, and circle yourself with people that will help you grow. So that may be very uncomfortable. That may take work on your part. It's actually going to take work on your part. But the work is important for you to be able to grow in a way that's going to help you in your career and in your personal life. Never be afraid of that. Challenge yourself, but be very intentional about what it is you're asking for and go after it and know that you deserve it. Position yourself to say that you deserve what it is that you're looking for and seek that. And that's where I am today. I feel that when I step in the room, when I step into the office, when I go out and I network, when I look for clients, when people are looking to refer, that I know that I deserve to be in the place that I am, but I always grow myself and I challenge myself and I learn and study my craft. So position yourself in that way. And just finally, if I could offer something up to the public, I'm doing a Transform Your Life Workshop 2016 that I'm super excited about, and I've been posting that up on social media. So if anyone who's in the New York City area or Tri-State is looking to come in and transform your life and your career, your life or your relationships, definitely reach out to me through my website. I only have 15 seats available. We're doing this workshop this month. The cost is nominal. It's $25, but it is going to change your life. So I want you to come in, get what you're looking for. The first 10 people get a gift. And I'm only accepting 15 clients for that. So look online, and you can find it on my social media on Facebook or Twitter, and just go to my website at www.bhconsultingservices.net and contact us and then Transform Your Life Workshop 2016, and I'll contact you for more details.
Thank you so much for being on this show. For all of you that's interested in being a part of the first Leader in You retreat, go to katherinetrotter.com. The retreat will be August 2016. For more information, again, plug into katherinetrotter.com. There's a quote that I want to leave, and it says, "I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sales to always reach my destination. Remember, no matter what comes your way in 2016, continue to move forward. Continue to live a balanced life. Start implementing some of the tips you learned today. And guess what? This is a recorded show, so you can go back to it and refer to it and share it with other family and friends that need to hear these tips that we shared on today. Have a phenomenal day.